Yud Ches Sivan, 12th of June, Rabbi David Tzvi Bida, Chol of Yisrael.
Sholem, thank you for the opportunity. First, I want to add something. I had the schutz to speak here 3 months ago on Beis Nissen, and we talked about fish. I forgot something very important. I told them that it's very important to take, to buy, the best thing is to buy a whole fish, that you see yourself the scales. It's a mitzvah esem in Adtoire, according to the Rambam, according to the Chinuch. But I forgot to tell that once after the shir, somebody brought me an article from the Time magazine that was given out lately. And this, the Time magazine brings just a narrow cut off on the side. There was fish fraud of 25,000 samples over the world. I take it short, 82% of grouper, perch and swordfish in Italy were fake. 50% of sole in Germany were not sole. So, just to know about what we are talking. Now today, I like to talk about the Indian of Chol of Israel, and there is a reason for it. We learn, we can see, there's a Mishneh in Avodah Zoreh, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, ואילו דבורים של אויבד כוכובים אסורים ואין איסורם איסור הנועה, חלב שחול בו אויבד כוכובים. There are things that the Mishneh brings us that from a non-Jew it's not allowed, it's prohibited, but we're allowed to make profit out of it. And one of the things is milk, what wasn't milk in front of a Jew. And the Gemara, and it's very interesting, it's very, very interesting, because if you, I try to bring you to understand, it's amazing if you look what Chazal were looking here, beside the Isur of to be close to the Goyim, that was one of the Gzeiros here from Shemen, Chalav, Pas, Akum, but ask the Gemara, Chalav Lemayin Oichoshlav, what are you afraid about milk? If you're afraid that people will change it, take milk from a cow, from a camel, from a horse, from mare milk, or from a pig. Toar chiver, the milk from a cow is whitish. Toar meyoroik, it's greenish, it's yellowish. Ve'im mishum iruve, what you're afraid that people will mix in a little bit other milk. Now, delicate thing here. So the Gemara explains what can we do. Nekum, we will make coagulated. We make from it cheese. The ma'amar chalav tome oimet, chalav tome ein oimet. That wasn't the time of Chazal. Today you can make cheese of everything. You have emulsifiers, you have stabilizers. But if you take in the man of Chazal, if you make it in a natural way. And not only a kosher milk, you can make out of it cheese. So it's like, well, it brings spider. If you really make of it cheese, then it's okay. But what if you want to drink it? So the boy asks, maybe let's take a little bit. And make a trial. And if you see that you can make cheese of it, it's kosher milk. So the boy answers in the end, and that's interesting, the most of the Rishonim. The Gemara, the gears of the Gemara is v'ibayz eima, if maybe afilo teima de kabayle le gvinner, even if you to say that you're talking about that he uses it for gvinner, iki de kai bene atfe. There are small holes in the cheese. There is a watery solution. That's lemaise the whey, nasioi be de chalva, and so there can be that in these small holes is mixed in. Now, very careful. We're talking about a very, very thin, watery things in between the droplets in between the cheese, and in these droplets can be a mixture of whey, which is anyhow doesn't coagulate. That comes down from the milk after the casein made the cheese. then there could be also non-kosher milk mixed in. The Rishonim, Rabbeinu Hananel, the Rif, according like Rashi learns, Rashbo, many other Rishonim have other gears in the Gemara, and they say, Hashta the Asis la'achi, that after that we come to all that, then the Vasik, Vasikno, the Maaseh, this is the Maskone of the Gemara, Hashta the Asis la'achi, Gvin, Afilu Gvino Nami Mishum Chalov Beim Atmir. Even Gvino, even cheese, you're not allowed to eat. Because why? Because you have in the small drop, you can have small droplets. Now, imagine, what about we're talking about here? We're talking about milligrams. We have very, very small things of a mixture what may be there between the whey is mixed and non-kosher milk. Now, I'm asking the questions later because we have to, it's very short, the time is very, very short. But, so, what we're going to do now, I want to bring examples. I have today already more than 10 examples. Not stories like from where, I don't know where, but people who gave me testimonies, but I ask at the second hand. The first story was from Moshe Soloveitchik in Zurich. Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal in Zurich was in the mountains. He was there, he went up to a goy, we used to go to him to watch the milking. And after that he was watching the milking, one day he didn't come, the goy gave him a lot of honey, he brought him the milk. I asked, and he asked him, b'mesiyach lifitumoin, he asked, did you add something? So he said, Rabbi, you should know, we have a tradition in the family, here it's now in the mountains, it's hot, it's the middle of the summer, the milk will get spoiled. We add a little bit milk of a mare, of horse, and this holds back, it stabilizes the milk. I asked the son Bavrom Ishaya in Zurich, he said exactly it was the story. Years ago we were in a koilin in Denmark. There's a shoichet who lives here in London, in Kyverdale, in Stamford Hill, Rabbi Yehuda Bengio. He told me his daughter was in a camp in England, and every morning, two girls used to go to the milking, and when his daughter's turn came, her friend, the girl, other girlfriend, wasn't well, so she didn't want to go on her own. The guy brought the milk. There are two girses. One girse was that he said he added a little bit dochal of tome. The other girse was that they caught him later on that he mixed. That was the second thing. I told this story in Mexico years ago to a friend. He brought me, I have the copy of it, in the tshuvas of the Debrezin, the Rub in America, Rabbi Stern. He brought a story that he was in the Catskill Mountains in America. Now, careful, we're talking about England, we're talking about Switzerland, we're talking about America. In the Catskill Mountains, he needed milk. They get a lot of guests, he didn't have enough of milk, so he went to the guy said to him, he doesn't have any fresh milk anymore, so what can we do? So he said, I have a better milk, not fresh, but from yesterday I have a better milk than today. He said, what's better? Yesterday better? I added on a little bit, he didn't remember if it was mare milk or pig milk. But it makes two things. One, it makes it, it's more stable. But the second thing, it gives us a bit better taste. And that was the third. I was on Shabbos once in New York. There was a doctor, Dr. Friedman. He told me he knew a rabbi from Hungary. It was a town called Miskolc 6. And this town, He said the rabbi once but he wasn't sure if the story was in Hungary or in the United States, in another place. He have seen that the milk is not looking like the same. When he asked the guy, he said, yeah, I'm adding a little bit from I don't know what it was, Dover Acher or Amir. Now, I gave a shiur in Gibraltar. I had a friend there, he said to me that You know, I have a cousin. She lives in Madrid, and she's a pharmacist. She's a pharmacist. She's an expert, and that's about 30 years ago. When the child was 1 year old, he used to get allergic reactions, and she went to a pediatrist, and she said to me, "Which milk are you giving him?" So she said that they buy the ordinary milk what you buy in Spain. So I said, "You have to know that the most of the milk in Spain is mixed with serum from the blood of horses, and it has a stabilizing effect. I don't know why, but a lot of children in Spain suffer from that." Then I told somebody this story. He said, "You know, I have a father-in-law. There's a person called Rabbi Yosef Cassez. He told my father-in-law, he was a Rav in Melilla in the Spanish Morocco, Rav Al-Muznino Zatzal, and he had an article from the newspaper he always showed to people that the Spanish High Court gave a huge fine to a company who took out the fat from the milk, and he added on fat from whales. It's much cheaper, and they caught him." When I was telling this story, came out that I found also lately a story from Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Duner here in England, that he had such a story, and. But I told this in a shiur, when I was tell this in a shiur in Gibraltar, after the shiur comes up a gentleman to me. Many years ago, he was in a camp in Cork, in Ireland, together with Yeshiva Bochrim, and every morning they used to go to milk. And he and his brother came late, and the guy said, "Today I have a very, very good milk for you. I added a little bit pink milk. It's much sweeter. It's now." And then he told. And then I will go back. There is a story. It's written in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan explains why the Torah, the Chazal were asarit lemaisal lechoyral b'Torah. It's mutter. It's bottled beroy. But the Torah was asarit, because we have a chashash of not bottled b'shishim. And then he brings us a story that in his kehile there were balebatim who went for business, and they were in places that they had no milk, and they wanted some cream for coffee. And there was a small shop next to the hotel, and they used to go there and buy the cream. It's not what can be in the cream. But then they started to talk between themselves. The two eaten there said, "How it can be such a small store has such a fat cream? It's something is here not to understand." And they were friendly with him, and they asked him, "What's going on here?" And he said that I'm buying in the butcher. The butcher. my mother language is German, so I'm you is by me in English. But you buy the butcher, and the butcher I buy brain from cows, and I mix it in, and I cook it in, and that makes fat. Interesting. I did 20 years for cashews, but also in things of food and one of the things that people are aware today is cholesterol. The highest cholesterol is in liver, in the egg yolk, but the highest ever is in brain. A chicken has 70 milligrams of cholesterol. Brain has 7,000 milligrams, 7 grams of cholesterol. What makes them? What makes the difference between? Between fat from animal, yeah, or fat from the from a natural source, vegetable source, is it cholesterol? The cholesterol is a greasy ingredient, And you, if you put in brain, you put in huge amounts of cholesterol. So he made it greasy, found it an idea, I don't know whether it's this crazy idea. So the, but the, then, the Aruch HaShulchan ends up with an amazing thing. He says that they were shouting, how big a Chazal? You see it. You see it. Chazal had a Ruach Kodesh. In Ruach Kodesh, they were seeing a foresight for generations. What will be exactly? And they said, you should know. ובאמץ כך מקובלני שכל גזירס חכומים לבד תאמם הנגלה, that all the גזירס חכומים, beside the reason that they gave, there was a reason that was hidden. Many reasons that were hidden. And they didn't want to tell it the public. They didn't tell them there will be a mixture of mere milk, there will be a mixture of pork milk, there will be a, somebody will coming once up in a day, will mix on the brain. Yeah, they knew that, but they didn't want to say that. So they said, Gzere. Interesting, the Milchas Yitzchok, this person who told me the story of the story with Coke, told me he was very close to the Minchas Yitzchok, the Dayan Weiss in Manchester, and he had a lot. He showed him the writings between him and Moshe Feinstein. He was very upset when Moshe Feinstein came out with the Heter. As we showed him, he was a God Oilo, but he wrote him back and he showed him that you have to know. I never was martyred for Bnei Torah. I was martyred for B'dievet when a person has no. And the second thing he said, I was martyred only in America. Only America, because in America the fine is so big that if somebody gets caught, it's enormous. But things have changed. The mice say things have changed. First of all, yeah, I want to point out here that I found was a book in German, my mother learned which is German, that somebody in Germany wrote that then the MS you cannot mix these two things. Yeah, because mare milk has this percent of fat, and donkey milk has this percent of fat, and pig milk has this percent of fat. It's different, but if you look it in, Chazal Mefurash said, "Lachlufe lo yachina." We're not afraid that somebody gives you camel milk. What happens today? Yeah, in the Arabic world, and there is camel milk. There's camel chocolate from camel milk. But you don't get camel milk, you get a mixture. And you see for many, many things, de facto, in many places in the world, that the Goyim knew that they're a little bit too mixing. I don't know how, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made these things like this in the world. But that there is a possibility that if you add a little bit of that, it makes the milk better. It won't get spoiled. There is really no way to check it out, because if you look, what can you do? You make a thing that was one of the things what the guy said to Rabbi Duna. There was a whole story. The old Rabbi Duna, that the Bochim brought back the milk. They didn't want to use it because it wasn't the front, and then he was upset. And the Rabbi Duna came back to him and said he wanted to say, you know, you are okay, but you know, Chazal 2,000 years ago, Oyserit. So he said, he answered, they were so clever, yeah. I'm adding a little bit milk of pigs, and I add water, then nobody can see the difference in the fat ingredients. But how I can really check it? The only way to check it is DNA. Yeah? If you check it in DNA or maybe a gas chromatograph, who makes a gas chromatograph on a milk checking? The second thing is, we're talking here about a different thing. In New York State, people told me there's no more, yeah? There's no more checkups for milk. They stopped it. They used to do it once in 2 months, at least once in 6 months. So if you were looking, that Chazal were afraid, and now that's the amazing point here, that when Chazal were afraid, what were they afraid? That maybe somebody will mix something in, it won't be bottled with shishim, and you would eat dover tomem in a toire, and it will be metamtem your life. Yeah? All these status we make to come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it will block us. So this chazal, what Goizer is, how we can catch it? Now let's say that the milking, he made the milking for 2 days, he's far out in Texas, and the truck doesn't come, or the cooling system is down, and he knows that if he adds up one bulk of mare milk, of horse milk, of pork milk, it will avoid to be spoiled. It will keep it going. Should he lose now 50,000 liters? He will do that. How will catch him? Once in 2 months they come and have a checkup. In this moment when he comes, he doesn't have the pigs here inside. He doesn't have the horses inside. He brings them from outside. He, just in this moment when he puts in the bucket into the tank, that they, then in this moment they should come. It will be afraid that if they come once in 2 months or 6 months, just to put it in, nobody can check up to it at that point. Now, I want to bring out a few more other things to understand. If you come to this understanding, then we go further. Every single thing what is done, it starts with the farm. Yeah? You do milk. So if you have a problem that maybe the whole chashash is that in the farm, the farmer will add something up, then now if you make milk powder, and you make milk powder, it comes from the same thing. The same, if you dry it out with a spray dryer or with a roller, it will become the same. There's no difference if there is mare milk or pork milk inside. It will come out the same thing. Now the problem is, and how much important it is to take a really good action. People don't know that things are, it's very practically, how much milk you need to make a liter of a kilo of milk powder. So the MS is, years ago there was a story in Germany. I have a copy of a statement from this company. He stated that from 1.5 to 2 kilo whole milk, he can make 1 kilo whole milk powder. You know, try it at home. You will be a billionaire if you can. You succeed to do that. And what happened actually was the mashgiach was going out, and he told there were two mashgiachim. He said to the one he should disattract the balabos, and he went to the computer room, and he took out the printout because the balabos, the German, he said you have to sign up. You have your 24,000 kilos of milk powder. And he came in and brought him a printout that he brought in only 19,000 liters of milk. So from 19,000 liters of milk, he made 24,000 kilo of milk powder. Yeah? So then he said, Ralph! Yeah? He shouted on him, you never go into Mertudus place. And the MS is, that there is a note. You have to know that for whole milk powder, you need 1 to 8 at least. For skim milk powder, you need 1 to 13, 13 and a half. And I once got to complain that there is too much water in it. And it was 1 to 13 and a half. And they said there was more than 4% water in the milk powder. After 13 and a half, it was 1 to 13 and a half. Today, people make cheese, a lot of pizzas, they want to make it cheaper. To make pizza, you can make fake pizza. How you make fake cheese? Today you can get it a third of the price. There is something that take casein. Casein is the thing what makes the cheese. That's 80% of the protein of the milk. And you make it together with a little bit, with a vegetable fat and with a starch. And you cook it and you get light cheese. It has Vienna taste, but these things, I'm afraid to touch it. Why? And a lot of the pizzas are made like that. Why? Because to make casein, you need almost 1 to 40. So to make a container of casein, you need 800,000 liters of milk. To make 800,000 liters for just one container, yeah, which operation you need? There is another point, I'm going further a little bit, and then there's a thing, it's called WPC, whey protein concentrate. I once made a run for a hefsha that wasn't Chalav Yisrael. You cannot do it Chalav Yisrael. It's 1 to 200. 1 to 200. I made a hesh, they made for Tnuva and Eretz Yisrael for the Rabbanut. For Pesach, they wanted it kosher le Pesach, but not Chalav Yisrael. You cannot do it Chalav Yisrael. Why? Because you need 1 to 200. They made 125 tons. I made a cheshme, you need more than 1 million cows for a day to make such a thing. Yeah? They need all that was in Denmark, they need the whole milk of Denmark. Yeah? They brought it to all the dairies and all the dairies, the whey, they get it from the whey. From the whey they take out the protein and from there they concentrate it. And it's 1 to 200. It means, and if you have 200 liters milk, you get 1 kilo of whey protein concentrate. So if you see such a article inside a dairy sink, whey protein concentrate, then you know it's not Chalav Yisrael. It's for sure, because nobody can pay it. Yeah? It's mishuge. The Ashgocha, they will cost $2,000 for every kilo. So this is another point. I want to finish. So Lemaise, the years ago, I thought about this thing. Actually, it was here in London. Somebody came up and told me that he heard the story. I don't want to say the country. There was a rov in Europe in a country. He left. He was there, he was upset from what's going on. And there was, in the cheder there, in this place, there were chutzpah. The children didn't behave like it should be. He spoke with Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik in Zurich and said, you have to know two things. In this country, they drink not Chalav Yisrael. They have a tradition, there was a very great man there, a very great man, hundreds of years ago. They're misunderstanding him, yeah? They were misunderstanding him because the Maisa, he said, Mefurish. The whole Heta, he was choilig on the most of the Achroinim, kimat everybody, that the Aruch HaShulchan said he's a Yochid. But the Maisa, he said that you can soymech on that if there ain't Tome Be'ir, but ain't Tome Be'iroi. In the town, in the whole town, not in the in your style, in your place, in the whole town, if there is no Chol of Tome, it was Mati. There is no so place in the world that I can know that there's a. You have to go maybe in an island in the middle of the ocean, where there are only cows there, or only sheep. Yeah, then you can be sure. But in a normal place, there's always some horse here or pig here or that. Then he said that if there is no place, but it might be this country. So that he said to him, you have to know there were two reasons. One reason was that the children that drink the Chol of Stam. The second thing he said, they had television at home. He left the country, and I met him somewhere in England. And I asked him the story, is this right? And he told me the story that he told me that in the time of the communists, he was going to Russia. There were going people who were going to help them bring tefillin, the chizuk. He was in the Archipova in Moscow, and there was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. And the Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, he brought him a small cheese. He said to Rabbi, I cannot eat it. But it's American cheese. He said, is it Chol of Yisrael mitchila sachalive? There was a small letter. You have to make a magnifying glass to see out what's going on where the Hechsher is. But he said, yes, that is Chol of Yisrael. So he was so happy. So why are you so happy? 8 years I didn't eat cheese. 8 years I didn't eat cheese. I want to finish with one thing. An example And it's an example of a story. I don't know if the story is true, but it's a very nice comparison. They say that the Maharal of Prague was very close to the Kaiser Rudolf, I think, in that time in Prague. And the ministers were jealous on him, and he once said that he never in his life ate something non-kosher. One of the ministers said, it cannot be. A person cannot come and say on himself that he never ate something not kosher. This is arrogant. This is Echaz V'Sholem. So we make a judge, how would you want? I want to make a trial with him. We invite him to eat, and we eat chicken there. The Maharal cannot eat chicken by the Kaiser. So he said he will bring his own chicken, they'll go to the silversmith, and they'll make his own silverware, and they will bring it from the home, and they will eat. In the middle was a debate, the Maharal went out, and he came back, he was sitting there, was not eating anymore. And what happened was the minister changed the plates. So he asked him, why you don't eat? So he said, you have to know, Chazal had a gzeire, that Bosu Sheni Salim and I, same thing like Halav, it's like gzeire de Rabbonon. But the reason was that you shouldn't, you're afraid that somebody would change. In the front of the Kaiser, there's no way that somebody should do that. But it's awesome, the Rabbonon. It's awesome, the Rabbonon. It doesn't help me now. I cannot eat it. The Kaiser stood up and said, now understand. If you have such chazal, if they were keeping you and guarding you, now understand what you said, that you never eat on kosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us that we should never eat on kosher. It will help us and open us our hearts and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and discuss them, that we should see the Ulan, the Geek, Zoycha Ligul, Eshleime, Bimero, Bimeno, Bias HaMashiach.
Chananya ben HaKashiyah, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezak Yisrael, Lepiecha, Hir Belem Tzor Mitzvah, Shunema, Adonai Chobetz, Lemaan Zifkoi, Yakutur, Viyadeh.